Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. We are here on this Sunday morning preparing to go forward in our topic of It Ain't Over Till It's Over. Powerful indeed. Another one that is so relatable as we walk our journey with God, because we're talking about also how our last mistake does not define us and will not keep us from reaching God. Mistake being anything that is an error, a fault, and it's also defined as an action or judgment that is misguided or wrong. But we have to know that God has not changed. He's still the same today as he was yesterday and will be forevermore. So regardless of whatever circumstance that we're in, it does not matter, because he is going to forgive us. He's also going to be there as our Redeemer. And it may look like, you know, we talk about making mistakes. It may look like a loss to us and to those around us in the world. But whenever we involve God in our healing process, he can mend whatever it is that's broken. And it's just something that we want to really, you know, remember as we go forward, because a lot of times we think whatever we've done, whatever mistake we've made, depending on what it is, how it looks to us in the natural, we deem it to be so bad, so unfit for the kingdom of God that God isn't going to forgive us. He isn't going to be right there with us, you know, as we repent and turn from whatever it is that we've been indulging in, or whatever it is that has caused us to pull away from God, if you will. And it just, it helps us, you know, it's helping us to remember that, you know, God is our source of strength, and he is going to be there whenever we fall. So we want to keep our focus on him and just allow him to heal us, deliver us, and restore us in that process. So again, It Ain't Over Till It's Over is what we're talking about on this morning. And as we prepare to go forward in that, we would like to welcome in our leader on this morning, Mr. Talib Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Latonya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
I do welcome everybody on this morning as we talk about It Ain't Over Until It's Over. You know, not really, not so much focusing on us, but focusing on God, the things that God has for us to do, for us to be. I encourage and urge everyone to really hone in on the relationship you have with God. We cannot, I repeat, we cannot be like the people in the world. It doesn't work. Okay? The Bible says they have a form of godliness, but not the power. They come like an angel of light. You know, we cannot be superficial in our relationship with God. It has to be personal. You got to think of the day of judgment. And you got to put yourself in a position to where, I mean, you can think of it now. You're talking about a God who created you, who knew you was before you was even formed in your mother's womb. Remember, he said, let there be light. He wasn't talking about the sun and the moon, because that wasn't created until days later. He spoke us into existence. This is the same God who spoke us into existence.
Yes.
Now, if that God spoke you into existence, notice I said if, meaning he did. He spoke into existence. You know you can't go before God shucking and jiving and playing, right? Now, I want us to know that eternity is a real thing. Ain't no turning back from that. That there's no turning back from that at all. All right? I know some people believe in purgatory. You can believe in what you want to believe in. Just know that heaven and hell is real.
Yes, it is.
Just know that the Bible also says that there's going to be many that goes to, you know, that travels the road to hell. It is broad, but the road to heaven is narrow. In other words, don't be talking about you have a relationship with God just to make it sound good and know that your stuff is not together. You need to look to the left and to the right. If you worshiping and praising God like the world is worshiping and praising God, that doesn't say much at all. That's not good. Remember, we're supposed to be peculiar. You don't even have to try and be peculiar. You just are, because it's who you are. Your love for God can't be like the world's love for God, because the world can curse, the world can live aimlessly, the world can do all types of things and say, I love God. Now watch this. If somebody can do all that and say that they love you, and it be sufficient, okay, does that work? You're going to call them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really got to get serious in the things of God. I'm not here to play. I'm not here to sugarcoat nothing with you. And here's the thing. This is why a lot of people, you know, don't like that real teaching. Because I'm not about to, that's not going to, that blood is not going to be on my hands. I know people get in their mindset, well, golly, what else can I do? I mean, I'm doing everything. No, it got to be personal. Do you want somebody to commit to you in love? Do you want them to commit to you? Like, be totally faithful. Now, who are we compared to God? Shouldn't they first commit to God? As a matter of fact, shouldn't you first commit to God? That season of, you know, where I'm not perfect, you need to cut that out. Now, where did you get that from? Because you surely didn't get it from God. Because God tells us to be perfect. It says, be ye perfect because he is perfect.
That's right.
So if you in God, you start to resemble what you're in. So when we say we're not perfect, who do we sound like? Angels in heaven? Or do we sound like heathens on earth? Which one? Now watch this. You answer this now. The Bible says, let it be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So again, who do you sound like? The beautiful thing about it is, it ain't over until it's over. You got a chance. He said, let everything that has breath, you know, praise the Lord. But your praise has to be real. You can't praise God during your good times and then during your bad times, you acting a fool. Now, let me show you what praise is now. Praise is a lifestyle. Praise is not necessarily how you open your mouth. Praise is how you open your life. In other words, your living epistle. How does others see your praise and worship?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
You praise God the way that you live. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Yes.
How do others see your relationship with God? Is it one where it's just platonic, where, oh, I love the Lord? Nobody can tell me that I don't. But do you understand he also can tell you that too? Because he said, if you love me, you will obey me. Are you obeying God? Huh? What does your mind look like? Can somebody open your mind? What does your mind, what does your attitude look like? What does your lifestyle suggest? Does your lifestyle suggest Jesus, or does your lifestyle suggest I'm not perfect? It ain't over till it's over, though. You got another chance. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up on this morning so that we are able to be here in fellowship with you, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, just for continuing to shower us with your grace and your mercy, dear Father. We ask that you would just continue to open up our hearts, open up our minds so that we can receive of you, and on this morning we can receive of the word that you prepare for us, dear God. We thank you for continuing to provide this ministry, this platform, as a way that we can learn from you, dear Father, but also go forward to bless others with you and with the things that you share with us, dear God. We thank you for our leader, and we ask that you would just continue to lead us all on the right path. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 4:26. Got it. Starting at the Bible says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And give no opportunity to the devil. Be angry, but don't sin.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Translated. You can be angry, but stop it right then and there.
Yes.
It molds into sin. It forms into sin when we dwell in it, when we let it fester. And it comes out through our pores. You know, like an alcoholic reeks. You can smell it. It reeks alcohol through their pores.
Mm.
Sin reeks through the pores of the sinner.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Okay. This is not a good thing. There's a place where we dwell. And since misery loves company, you know what happens? Just like secondhand smoke, emphysema.
Hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anger becomes more detrimental to the person receiving it. Who senses it? Who experiences it through you?
Yes.
Because how can you let your light shine? This little light of mine. How can you let your light shine when God spoke you into existence? How can you let your light shine? Yeah, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. How?
Indeed. Yeah.
Huh? And we are unbecoming. If you don't look like God, if you don't sound like God, if you don't think like God. See, the problem is, Ms. LaTanya, see, it ain't over till it's over. That don't mean that you should give up. The thing is, when you going to get it right?
Amen.
You tell your kids, you done step forward and two steps, what's wrong with you? Good, I'm glad you said you asked your child what's wrong with them. Now let God ask you what's wrong with you. How long you been talking about you under construction? Huh? When are you going to mature? When are you going to grow up and show the world what Daddy God looked like?
Yes.
Why are we still in that infant stage talking about, I'm under construction. When are we going to get it right? Well, Mr. Carr, ain't nobody perfect. Who, again, are you getting your information from? Because I'm going to challenge you. You know, I'm that one. We'll challenge you now. Huh? Because people say they know I love God. How you know somebody? How you love somebody you don't know? You know God? Okay, good. You do know that your God that you love.
Uh-huh.
You do know that he told a woman that there's about the stone. That's about to kill her. Huh? It was about to kill her. Oh, for some stuff called some adultery. Huh? Who, what you got? Oh, I don't know where the other person was. They ain't bring her. Were they male chauvinists? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know where he was. Cool. You got that? Okay, good. The God that you love said, go ye this day and sin no more. They came to kill that lady. Jesus said, it ain't over till it's over. But watch this. He also gave her some instruction. See, the problem is we want the benefit, but we don't want to put in the legwork. Come on, I'm about to talk to somebody this morning. Or I'm about to talk to somebody this morning. The problem is we don't want to put in the legwork. We're too busy trying to impress our friends and the world. You're too busy looking at your girlfriend, your homeboy, and not looking at Jesus. But do you understand that your friend and your homeboy not going to be in heaven with you? Your best friend, it better be your husband or your wife.
That is correct.
That's the only time that you become one with someone.
That is correct.
The same person that you're trying to impress got to get judged before God that created us all. You know that?
Yes.
I just want you to know that. The Bible says, go ye and sin no more. Well, I'm going to sin, says who? But to the believer, the one who really trying to get it right with God, they know this thing ain't over till it's over. That was my first half, but it's two tails to a story.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I got a first half, I got a second half. My second half is going to look better than my first half. Well, how you know when your second half? When you get your mind right.
Mm. Okay.
The very moment you get your mind right, your second half begins.
Amen.
But, Mr. Paul, I'm still in my first half. That's on you. Hey, let me just tell you this. Don't get caught up in your first half. Huh? Because the rapture is real. You know what the rapture is. Okay, cool. Don't play with God like that. It ain't over till it's over. But see, here's the thing. You don't know when he's coming back. Neither do I.
Hmm. Right.
Is this worth it? Is us putting off worth it? Is the question. What does your mind look like? I know some people set in their ways. But it'd be funny. We set in our ways till, what, Florence come around? To Katrina hit? Now, that's the natural stuff. What about the spiritual hurricanes that we have endured? Huh? What about the spiritual tornadoes? What about the spiritual earthquakes? What when God flipped us upside down? Why do we still hold on to our old ways? God has tried to shake you up. Shake you up. Shake you up. So that we'll get our mind right and say, you know what, God? I've come to my senses, my spiritual senses. I want to do this thing the right way. But what we do is we get to playing with God, and we play church. Mm-hmm. I done had so many people, oh, Mr. Carr, now that part right there I agree with. And I say this, do you really think watch this. Do you think God cares about what you agree with? That Bible will not change depending on what you do agree with or don't agree with. He created us. He's the manufacturer. Do you think he... That'd be funny to me.
Yes.
Y'all, let me tell you what that sound like. Watch this. It ain't over till it's over. Watch this now. That sound like a child who's 3 years old, 2 years old, maybe even five. Mama. Now, that part I agree with, what you're telling me what to do. Well, if you don't get your little bow-legged stuff out of here. No. It ain't about what you agree with. You're not paying that one bill. Let's go down the list.
Okay.
You're not even mature enough to know what to agree with. You're too young to understand.
Oh, yeah.
So if parents could tell you that, surely God can, too. We're children of God. Now, you're closer in age to your mother and your natural father. So what about your spiritual daddy? You know, we're on two way different levels, right? Good. So how can we fix our lips to say, that's what I agree with? It don't matter what you agree with. Didn't the Bible say lean not to your own understanding? So you never should say that again in your life. Now, that part of the Bible I agree with. He told you not to lean to your own understanding. When you going to get it up inside that thick-headed, Bob? I'm telling you, we crazy people, huh? Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That I agree with. You are a sinner. You open your mouth and said you are a sinner. So what part of goodness would you agree with? You don't have to... As if God's going to change his mind on what you don't agree. Okay, I'm going to extract that from the Bible since you don't agree with that one.
Okay. Right.
Huh? Didn't I say this life here is the tale of two sides now. But at what point do we have our halftime break and say, hey, I got to get this together? Now, here's the thing. A lot of us have said that several times. But when are we going to make second half adjustments is what I'm asking.
Oh, amen.
Huh? The game ain't over until it's over, until God says so. Not when the fat lady sings, but when God says so. But when are we going to get it together?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How can we pursue life without first pursuing God? We be trying to get our credit straight, our finances straight, our living situation straight, and we'll go to bat for our kids. We'll go to bat for our job. Huh? We'll go to bat for our who we are, my status. But none of that matters because the Bible says you came in the world with nothing. Guess what he said? S, let me see. U, what's that other letter? R, E, L, I think the last one is Y. Surely you're going to leave here with nothing. Let me say that again. He says you came in here with nothing. Anybody can raise their hand and say they came in here with a key to some cars? Some dollars in your hand. Huh? Mm. You came in the world with nothing. Guess what's where you're going to leave out this mug? And I did say mug, that's a little, that's down south. Huh? Colloquialism, mug. Guess what's where you're going to leave out this mug? Take a wild guess. Huh? Granddaddy, how they left out here? No disrespect. You know how you're going to leave out here? With nothing.
Amen.
So again, it ain't over till it's over. I'm trying to get our mind right so we can have some second half adjustments. Watch this. Huh? So with that being said, because we're leaving out here with nothing, huh? What does it profit a man to gain? I know you got status. That what we go with Fredo Bang say that now? I got status.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
What you got? What kind of status you have? Because you do know that God don't worry about how much dollars you have. It don't matter. Who you married to, it don't matter. Who you are, it don't matter. Because if God can't see himself, and Lord, I'm about to help somebody out. Somebody said it's all about who you are. Who you are, God. No, it's about who God is in you. If God can't see himself in you, I do believe that the Bible says, watch this, Mr. Latonya, it ain't over till it's over. I'm trying to help somebody get it right. Watch this. Didn't the Bible say there's only one way to the Father, and it's through who?
The Son.
Okay. So in the day of judgment, do you think God wants to know who you are or who you have in you? I'm just trying to tell you. Now, watch this. Don't say God is in you just like, you know, you have clothes in your closet that you don't wear. If you're not putting on your whole armor, y'all didn't catch that, huh? You got clothes in your closet you're going to wear? Do you wear your helmet every day?
Okay.
Mr. Brian, I don't wear that little helmet. Okay. I ain't talking about that one, though.
Right. Right.
Do you wear your breastplate?
Yes, sir.
Do you wear your belt? I don't wear a belt. What about your shoes? I wear flip-flops. You got a shield? That's old school. See, the problem is we put that up every day, our armor. And then we pull it out when we feel in churchy on Sunday, huh, y'all? But let me ask you, what you look like on Monday through Saturday? Does God get the glory? In other words, is God exemplified in your last start, your last little encounter that you had that you didn't like? Did you act a fool? Or did you make some second half adjustments? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. All things have passed away. In other words, do you still look like your first half? The game ain't over until it's over. But do you what kind of coach? Come on, any sports fans out there? Anybody? Good.
Yeah.
Y'all like football, basketball? Huh? Good. Track even? Good. What kind of coach let the team go out there in the same fashion that they did the first half and they was losing? Will you keep on supporting that team? I know your baby play, but you only doing that because you're baby. But you're not all in, huh?
Right.
I know that's your team. You don't even know about football, but it's your favorite color, so you like them. Cool.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't make any halftime adjustments. Something wrong. But hold on, Miss Latoya. It ain't over till it's over. The coach can't play the game. Oh, my God. In other words, God made him halftime adjustments. Who the one not fulfilling?
The players.
Oh, yes. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, sir.
So God has made halftime adjustments. Either one, we didn't go in halftime and listen to him. In other words, do you listen to God? Or two, he done told you what to do, and you refuse. You're doing it your own way. Is this why we still lose? Uh-oh.
No.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
I ain't losing at the game called life, Mr. Carr. I don't know what you're talking about. What's your definition of winning and losing? Because if you're not gaining traction in heaven, how you winning?
Yeah.
I know your bank account increasing, but what does it profit? Okay, you know that. Hmm? All I'm here to tell you is it ain't over till it's over. You still have a chance to get it right.
Amen. Yes, we do.
You still have a chance to get it right. But everybody know that grace and mercy run out, right? I hope you know that, right? Grace and mercy run out? You know how grace and mercy run out? How many times that man needs to cheat on you before you say, I'm done?
Yes,
getting
indeed.
Getting cold in here. Anybody got a little peppermint or something? How many times, huh?
Yes.
Huh? How many times before that woman cheat on you before you say you're done? How many times before you, well, God is different? You think? Oh, he's different. Hmm? His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. But what part of God do you think is played? He's so different that he's way more important than any relationship you will ever have.
Yes,
because when
amen.
God, I'm done for real.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
See, you can get back and rekindle something. I ain't rekindling nothing. You have a better chance of rekindling something with your past, with your ex here on earth, than you do have with God that he's done. Guess what it is? Because he don't change his mind. You know, he done.
Amen. That's right.
It's final. In other words, heaven and hell is real, people. Again, I'm just here to say that it ain't over till it's over. Because you have breath in your lungs. That means we can get it right at any point in time. Even if this is for one. But this is not a joke, y'all. You follow me?
Yes.
This is really not a joke. At some point in time, we have to mature in the things of God. At some point in time, we should mature in the things of God. You know that your ways are not becoming. You know that your mind is not becoming. You know that the way that you handled that last interaction at that job was not, you know, becoming. You know that the way that you talked to your children was not becoming. You know this. You know that the conniving things that you did was not becoming. When are we going to get it right in God?
Yes.
Y'all follow me? Ms. LaTonya, give
yes,
me two
sir.
Minutes. What you got right quick?
All right, Mr. Carwell, I was just going to, or I'd like to just add that, you know, along with what you were talking about, we just want to help people to understand that even, I think we get caught up in, like, we make, you know, mistakes. We make, you know, unwise choices, but the important thing is we have to repent. You just said something about how, you know, when God says he's done, he's done. And it's important that we repent because if we don't, we end up, you know, getting in that situation where, you know, God, the grace and mercy will run out. And the other thing that's important to remember is regardless of any mistake that we've made or whatever has come into our life, if and when we turn to God, he is already prepared and ready to take that mistake, that thing that we deem to be so bad or whatever it is, to use it for his glory, but also for our betterment. And we shouldn't allow our past failures to keep us in a place of somberness or, you know, even to keep us from moving forward and continuing to serve God and to serve others. So that means not allowing our failures, you know, to make us think that that's where we're at. That's where we have to stay and that we can't ever change with the help of God. We can't ever be restored. We can't ever come out of whatever it is, you know, that we face, whatever it is that we may have been stuck in. So I just wanted to share that and, you know, just continue to encourage everyone that we are not to be defined by the things that, you know, we've messed up in, or the things that even the devil attacks us with. So even to go forward in this day because we don't know what we're going to face.
Mm-hmm. Right, man. Y'all, look at this. I love this scripture. Hebrews, we're talking about it ain't over until it's over. Okay? You got a second half. If it hadn't begun yet, it should begin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look what the Bible said, Hebrews 9:24-26. Hebrews, Ms. LaTonya, get that right quick. Chapter 9, verses 24-26. Y'all write that down. that real quickly. We got 5 more minutes. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. One more time. This Hebrews chapter 9, verses 24 through verse 26. What you got, Ms. Latone?
All right. The scripture reads, "For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself."
But Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands. I know we get holy as in thou. And did you go to church this morning? I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah.
It ain't over until it's over.
My Lord, amen.
And if you can go to a physical building, I never said that. But that's not why. See, the building is where you probably can go and get homework, fellowship. I'm fellowshipping right here. But watch this. I thought that the legwork was done at home anyway.
Yes. Right at home.
But it ain't over till it's over. I'm trying to help people, you know, because we'll get holy in the building.
Yes, we do.
Pop them in the building. Don't you do that in church. No, don't you do that at home. Don't you do that out in the streets. Pop them in. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't pop something that we don't pop ourselves, because we don't even pop ourselves, huh, parents? But it ain't over till it's over. It's still, you still got time to be the right parent, the right Christian, the right child of God.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you questioning my parenting skill? I'm questioning your Christian skills. Mr. Carr, I know you ain't talking because you ain't perfect. See, that's subjective. But see, I'm glad you ain't my God.
Amen.
Iron sharpens iron. Well, you can give out it, but you can't take it. Come on, I just say stuff what I know people might be saying, but I'm built for this. See, what I'm saying is the same words I speak on, I got to live by. Watch this. But are you pouring into, trying to sharpen in God? Because I would never tell you, you're not perfect. Don't worry about it. No, I'm going to tell you, thus said the Lord. Uh-oh.
Amen.
All perfect. You should be perfect. To be perfect suggests that I'm going to line everything that I do up with the Word of God. The reason why we say we're not perfect is because we don't want to line the things up, everything, with the Word of God. In other words, we shun God. We get away from the truth because we want to do us. But it ain't over till it's over. See, even if you came for, it's 100 people, even if one step forward and say, God, I'm ready to give myself up totally to you, meaning I'm going to do everything your way. My last thought, my next thought, this thought is going to be your way. My words, the way I walk, the way people see me, going to be, boy, people should see God in you, the way that you walk, the way your attitude is. Lord, yes, Lord. But it ain't over till it's over, even if this is for one. See, this ain't a popular message, but it's necessary.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy, everybody ain't ready to commit to God. This is why it'd be funny, because they'd be trying to commit to life. How can you commit to something that God created anyways?
Mm.
If this is why we struggle, because he created it. Lord, have mercy. Let me go ahead and where was that? For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of true things. So what you naturally see is a copy of the spiritual, is what he just said.
Okay.
It ain't over till it's over. See, now we gain an understanding that we didn't have in the first half.
Yes.
Can I read that again? Hebrews 9:24-26. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself. So he's an entrance into heaven. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now to appear in the presence of God, guess what? On whose behalf? On our behalf.
Yes.
This is why he did it. He was showing you it's not over till it's over. I came to do something that you couldn't do, to go to a place that you otherwise wouldn't go. Boy, you better catch that now. God came and got on that cross to do something that we couldn't do, to go to a place otherwise we would never see if he had.
Right.
In other words, he didn't just say it. If you give yourself to me, it ain't over.
Yes.
Look at the cross as a piece of jewelry around your neck. He looked at the cross as a soul-winning thing that you can endure forever in your heart. Boys, you see, it ain't over till it's over now.
Yes.
Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly. In other words, I ain't going to keep doing this. Y'all done heard it all the time. It ain't over till it's... Watch this. We hear this all the time, right, people? Don't we? Don't we? Hear me. Put me on speaker. Turn me up. Turn me up. Y'all know I like to talk. Turn me up. In other words, every time I sin, it's like I'm putting a nail in Christ's hand. God ain't going to keep on doing that. Oh, he just said this. Look what he said. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly.
Mm.
He got on that cross one time. You talking about every time you say you're putting Christ back on the cross. You a lie. He did that one time and one time only. You heard?
Yes, amen.
Oh, I don't know what you heard, but he did that one time.
Mm.
All right, cool. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters a holy place. The holy places every year with blood. See, that's what the high priest is doing on earth. That's not what he...
Yeah.
Oh. But then, he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. That means he would have had to get on the cross every year, every day, every week, since earth was created. And he did.
Mm.
It ain't over till it's over. Now we get an understanding. This second half adjustments. Watch this. But as it is, he has appeared once for all. Uh-huh. At the end of the ages, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He did this to say, sin, you thought you had me, but I had to do this not for me, but for them. See, God gave an external demonstration for internal destination. You got to catch what I'm saying now. He gave an external demonstration. Parents, you know how you get down and scrub? You know what it is to clean. Dirt know who you is. Your neighbor know who you is. The other person know who you is. But see, you got to show them, not show the person, but show your children that, hey, mom and daddy can do it, so can you.
Yeah.
Where that dog at? Come on, fellas, you be protecting your woman. Where that snake at? That snake know about you, right? But you got to show your woman, not the snake, but I got to use the snake to show. In other words, God had to use sin. See, some people say, well, why did God create sin? He created sin to show you that it ain't over until it's over. If he can defeat a sin that thought it had him bound, get up, Craig. Get up, Craig. Craig got up. God got up. What happened to sin, Debo? Y'all don't hear me, though.
Yes.
Y'all didn't catch what Jesus did? It ain't over till it's over. He allowed his first half. The Bible says he laid down his life. To lay down is he allowed himself to look defeated. But see, if he didn't look defeated, you know what we'll be saying? Well, that's God. Huh? Sin ain't never attacked him like it's attacking me. Well, sin did attack him. He allowed himself to look defeated only so that he can rise above it. You think that sin could really knock God down? No, it can't. Lord have mercy. It's over till it's over. So if it can't knock my daddy down, and see, I don't know if y'all know, but see, dogs, especially dogs, dogs start acting a fool when they're around other dogs. You know how you can have a dog, but as soon as that dog get around other dogs, they do a whole different thing. They start barking at the other dogs, jumping around, and see, what they do is mimic what they see, right?
Yes, they do.
Ooh. So since if a dog can mimic what it sees, why can't we mimic what we see? And we're a better creation.
Mm.
I know you love your dog. Listen, it ain't over till it's over. Since God got down and he got up, why can't we?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Why can't we? But we walk by faith and not by sight. Since we walk by faith, we should see what God did faithfully, by faith. Look at how sin came in his doorstep. Look how he became something, and he still got up.
Mm.
He was setting an example, people. And then he said, I'm going to do it once. Lord, have mercy. It ain't over until it's over. My thing is, why do we keep on repeatedly doing the same old stuff? If somebody keep on repeating, don't hang up the phone yet, because this might be the part you might need. If somebody keep on repeatedly cheating on you, does that suggest they love you? If they're doing the same old stuff?
No.
I know it's in a different way, but if they're doing the same old, okay, so how can we say we love a God that we keep on repeatedly cheating on? He said, I'm going to do this one time. Pay attention. Okay, y'all, we done did our one time in the first half. Make sure that second half look a little different. So we can look sin directly, look the devil directly in the eyes and say, it ain't over till it's over. You thought you had me? You know I did some second half adjustments. And this time I really listened to my coach, God. Let us go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonne.
Our Father and our God. We come before you once again on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to be here and dwelling in your presence, dear Father, so that we could receive in the word that you prepared for us, dear God. We thank you, dear God, just for allowing us to have second chances, dear Father, so that we can be redeemed, dear God. And we ask that you would just help us to go forward in total submission to you, dear Lord, just being obedient. In every way, dear Father, we thank you for this life, this gift that you have given us, dear Father. We ask that you will help us to use it all in the manner in which you've designed it to be used, dear God. And we thank you for our leader. We ask that you will just strengthen him in all the areas where he is weak. Continue to keep us all connected so that we can go forward on the right path. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Hey, make it a great day. Don't let a great day fall on your shoulders. You influence it. How about that? You bring light to the situation. And I'm not talking about light as in, you know, lighting things up. I'm talking about light as in showing them God. You bring light into the situation. All right? Cool. Y'all have a great day. Remember, it ain't over till it's over now. Have a great day. I don't care if your great day starts at 9 o'clock. Don't let it go that long. Have a great day. And we'll see y'all later on this evening. All right? Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.